I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State economists say Colorado's strong economy and the new federal tax law are boosting state revenues. They told lawmakers that general fund revenue could increase significantly in the fiscal year that begins July 1st, up to $1.3 billion more than is budgeted for the current fiscal year. The forecasts are used by the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee to draft the state budget. The economists warn the state's outlook could change quickly depending on unforeseen economic or political developments at home and abroad. Snowpack that feeds the Colorado River continues to run low in the southern Rocky Mountains, leading to a whole range of concerns for the rest of the year in the West. Luke Runyon has more.
I'm just off the highway in southwestern Colorado's San Juan Mountains, where it's currently snowing, but for much of the winter, it just hasn't. Jeff Derry is the director of the Center for Snow and Avalanche Studies in nearby Silverton. He says snow totals range from 45 to 60% of normal.
A lot of people have a disconnect when they turn their tap on as to where the water's coming from. And the water comes from the mountains and starts here in the mountains in the form of snow.
Low snowpack means low water levels in streams this spring. Dry conditions could also lead to more damaging wildfires and force kayakers and rafters to shorten their seasons. I'm Luke Runyon in San Juan National Forest.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.